All right, we have success. So I'm going to be talking today about the project that we're working on at CDC for clinical decision support. And I'll be starting off with just a little bit of background information about clinical decision support in general. And then we'll get into the details about what the project will entail. So first thing, this is just sort of a formal definition of what clinical decision support is. I won't necessarily read through the whole thing, but basically what it's talking about is connecting health observations with health knowledge to make health choices. In the IIS community, it's probably better known as forecasting and evaluation. Forecasting and evaluation are slightly different things, but they're both subsumed under what we're calling clinical decision support. And forecasting is one of the 12 functional standards for IIS, and how it's specified is right there. So these are some of the current problems that we're facing in clinical decision support and why we're starting this project. The output from existing evaluation and forecasting systems varies widely and does not always match expectations of clinical sneeze. And that's not meeting my expectations. I know, exactly. So each IIS has developed its own technical approach and interpretations, and so what that means is that there are different ways of defining the ACIP recommendations and different technologies, and so there's not always consistency. And there's ambiguity in interpretations of those ACIP recommendations. So that can lead to forecasts and evaluation that doesn't meet the expectations of SMEs. A study that was done by CDC in 2009 and was presented last year at NIC showed that 53% of IIS surveyed forecasted the next dose due 5 days or more early for at least one test case. So that's showing right there that there is definitely differences in how IIS interpret what ACIP is recommending. So, as I was saying, interpretation of ACIP recommendations is challenging and implementing changes is time-consuming. The immunization schedule is complex. I think everybody knows that. And it changes frequently. And ACIP puts out that information, but then it doesn't always get filtered down into clinical decision support systems. Or if it does, it doesn't get done on the same schedule everywhere. And so since IIS are decentralized, that's the reason things like that happen. And then the implementations are often coded directly into the application, so there's not necessarily any consistency again. There's also no common technology-neutral logic framework for the communication of those recommendations. So when the schedule comes out from ACIP, it publishes a narrative, and then it has to be converted into logic and algorithms that are actually machine-readable for each individual system. So that can lead to variation in interpretation. And there's lack of consensus on how best to represent those guidelines in a computer-interpretable format. And then many of those standards that do exist, things like Jello and Arden, if anybody's heard of that, require proprietary tools to be compiled. So this kind of shows what our project goals are related to those three problems I just discussed. The overall goal is, of course, just to improve accuracy and consistency of vaccine forecasting and evaluation. But to address some of those individual problems I just spoke about, the problem with the output varying, and what we're trying to do is foster consistent and accurate evaluation and forecasting across IIS. So what we want to do is clarify those ACIP recommendations where there is ambiguity, document the logic for applying those rules, and then support assessment of IIS accuracy after implementation of the deliverables. And then the ACIP recommendations being challenging and time-consuming to implement, what we want to do is take those recommendations that we come out with and develop logic to communicate that better so that it can be used in an IIS. And then identify an approach allowing change to be quickly incorporated into CDS. And then as far as the common technology logic framework, what we want to do is try to find a methodology to communicate the rules and metadata in a more consistent way, in a way that can be used in an IIS and software versus just being a narrative. So what the project isn't is a creation of a vaccine recommendation or replacing the role of ACIP. We are not going to be coming up with vaccine schedules. We're only going to be taking what ACIP has come up with, but interpreting that, and if there are problems in the community about understanding certain rules, we will take that to ACIP and hope to resolve that so that we can have a common basis for understanding. It's not a production of an application. We're not creating an actual tool, and we're not creating any sort of automated test suite or replacing anybody's current software. So this is only creating the logic to be used in whatever system people want to use it in. So what the project is it's a bridge for the interpretation gap between the ACIP recommendations and IIS and EHRs. We're going to be documenting the logic and metadata, like I said earlier, formalize communication mechanism and process, and have a consistent and sustainable way of doing that. We'll also provide technical consultation and guidance for grantees working to implement the deliverables. And we want to establish a structure for an ACIP liaison to IIS, so when questions come up, we can have someone who can answer those questions for you. So this is kind of a visual representation of what I was talking about. What we're going to be working on is that center area in yellow and red. So we're not touching the gray areas. We're just going to be interacting with the gray areas. So the ACIP recommendations and schedules that come out will be coming from ACIP, obviously. That will inform everything that we'll be doing in that center area. And then hopefully that will then filter down into individual software applications. And there's a nice feedback loop there so that if there are any problems with the software or understanding of recommendations in the software, then it can loop back to ACIP and then hopefully influence the model in the center. So to kind of explain a little bit about what we're talking about in that center area, currently some immunization-related CDS applications have an approach for that center area. And we sort of did some informal interviews with a very non-comprehensive group of people just to kind of see what was going on in the IIS community.
The people were just fine.
Right. And so what we found is that there are some common approaches. The procedural logic is usually separate from the supporting data. What people have been doing is setting up classes of rules and looking at some of the overall things that are kind of independent of individual immunization series. So like looking at age, interval, gender, and looking at things like, you know, from an overarching perspective. And that sort of logic doesn't change very often. What does change is the supporting data that's going to be influenced by new vaccines or changes in the schedule. So this is another visual representation of kind of what I'm talking about there, where the algorithm for determining the CDS would be influenced by those rules, and then those rules are influenced by the supporting data. And it feeds back into the algorithm. But again, this is just one possible approach. It's just what we found from talking to a number of people who are implementing CDS. But whatever the case, even if we were to use a model like this, the rules and their interactions need to be documented and refined. The supporting elements would need to be defined. And the rules and supporting elements would need to be consistently and regularly updated. And we need to investigate other ways of modeling. So back to the project. Our methodology is to assemble a panel of SMEs who will work through a facilitated consensus-based group process. Anyone who has been involved with our interoperability project for transport will know kind of it'd be the same sort of format. We're going to plan, draft, and finalize documentation of the ACIP-approved technology-neutral clinical decision support best practices, guidelines, and resources. We'll validate the project outcomes with external SMEs and stakeholders, and then establish a liaison role with ACIP and other authorities. So this kind of shows the project phases. The first part will be kind of coming up with those definitions and understanding the ACIP recommendations and translate those into a clear IIS implementable logic-based building block. And we're only focusing on childhood vaccines for this project. That's not to say that the work that we're doing can't eventually be used for adolescent and adult. It's just to limit the scope of this project. We're looking at childhood vaccines first. And the second phase will be the communication phase, which will be actually putting everything that we come up with into some sort of usable logic. Then, of course, there'll be testing and validation, and then ongoing support and updates to make sure that when there are changes to the schedule, we can have that go back into the logic. So expert panel identification, like I said, it will be separated out into SMEs and external reviewers, much like our interoperability project. Various types of expertise we'll be looking for, obviously people who have forecasting and evaluation experience, people in the IIS community, clinical experts, technical experts, people in academia who may have experience with this, and then also vendors, IIS, CDS, and EHR. The identification process is going to be a little bit different than some of our other projects. We're going to be soliciting recommendations and submitting inquiries, but we're also going through an interview process, which actually is happening right now. Just because the knowledge for this is so specific, we want to make sure that the people are actually on whatever part of the project makes most sense based on their expertise. So this is the timeline. As I said, right now we're identifying panelists and screening people, interviewing people. We were doing that last week, and it's still continuing. And then also we've just been putting together our approach and definition. We will have our panel announcement and kickoff in April. We're aiming for probably mid-April-ish. And then in May, we'll actually start the sessions and work on consensus and then start defining the model for the group. So in summary, basically what we're doing is we're developing a framework that most IIS and EHR can use. We're going to be defining the logic and business rules for clinical decision support. We want to adopt technology-neutral solutions so that everyone can implement this, and then try to provide feedback more formally between IIS and ACIP. And here's some references if you're interested, which will hopefully be in the slides when you get them. And if you have any questions or comments, obviously we'll be doing questions immediately after Nathan's presentation, but also if you want to contact any of us, I'm the project officer for the project, and Jennifer Wayne, who's here, is the project manager, and Eric Larson is our technical lead.